Thanks for, might be a little too loud. Thanks for everyone coming tonight. Tonight I'm on, first before I do this, that song that Greg led us in, I remember in 1980, we had a gospel meeting here. Brother Jimmy Allen was here. I don't know how many of you was here, and you had Brother Roscoe Moore led that. Anybody remember Roscoe Moore? He was from Missouri, and he led that song on a Sunday morning. Okay. And that reminded, I didn't know he was going to have that song, but we know we had a good meeting back then. That was a long time ago. Tonight, I want to use from use a scripture reference. When we look in Romans, the 15th chapter, verse 4, Paul, writing to the Christian church at Rome, he says, whatsoever thing that are written aforetime, which we could say before, he used the word aforetime. I think that's the way it is to the word. It was written for our learning. If you turn and read it, you will find it. It might not be exactly like I'm saying. We don't have a screen to display it, you know, and so I have to just try to do it, you know, from memory. Okay, he said that we, through patient and confident of the scripture, might have hope. So what do we learn old time? That's talking about the Old Testament scriptures. That's what he had in reference. I want to look at two of them in the Old Testament. When we look at something that was written aforetime in Leviticus, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 4, anyone in here studied that, you remember Aaron had two sons. He had four sons in all. And the two older sons, they offered a strange fire. Anybody here familiar with that? To God, which he commanded them not. And what happened to them? They died. They literally died. You see, by not doing what God told them to do, they had Moses that instructed them what to do. Do not do that. And they did it. Now, this was off the priestly tribe. When we look in the Old Testament, when you look at the word, when you look at the book of Leviticus, you remember, you know what that word came from? Jacob had two sons. I mean, he had 12 sons, and one of them was named Levi. And when you look in that book, that's why that book is recorded. That's why it's labeled Levi, because they were the priestly tribe. Moses was a Levite. Aaron was a Levite. Moses gave the law. Aaron was the high priest. So that's why that book is recorded. When you look at the book Numbers, that's when the numbers, the children of Israel were numbered. You read that book, it numbered all the 12 tribes and told how many was in there. When we look at the book of Deuteronomy, that means a repeat. After 40 years, Moses had been leading the children of Israel in the wilderness. When they came out of Egypt, they came to Sinai. You read that in the 19th and the 20th chapters of Exodus. And what did he do there? The 19th chapter, he prepared them, you know, for the law. You know how the mountain was shaking and all of that. You can go back there and read that. Don't take my word for it. Go back there and read it. And then when you get into the 20th chapter, he gives the Ten Commandments, the first one. What he says, I'm the Lord that God that brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Thou shalt not have no other God before me. The second one, thou shalt not bow down, make unto thee any graven image, and neither shall you bow down from there to them. Third one, thou shalt not bear false witness. And then in the fourth one, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, a lot of people today think that that's not, he was talking to the Israelites. Who did he lead out of the land of Egypt? He didn't lead the Gentiles out. Only the Israelites were left out of the land of Egypt, and he gave that law to them. And so today, when people can look at that and say, well, you know, you're supposed to keep the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day was on the sixth day of the week, and the Christians, you know, come together on the first day of the week. And that was in there, and that covered the land of Palestine, because he gave them the land of Palestine. And so why is it that we can look at that day and think that we live in the United States? None of us lived in Palestine. The 12 tribes of Israel lived in the land of Palestine. God again called the land of Canaan, and later on land of Palestine. That's what they were living. And that's what covered them. The Gentiles did not receive that. Because, see, when you read in other places, if you got in I believe Exodus, the 31st chapter, if you read there, you shall surely keep my Sabbath. If anyone be working on that Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. That would mean literally. So he said, keep it holy, but then if you work and transgress that, you were put to death. You were supposed to be. We have in Numbers, the book of Numbers, a young man he together some sticks on the Sabbath day. You can read that in the book of Numbers. I don't have that. Put that down. But if you go back and read it in Numbers, and Moses did not know what to do, you see, at that time, and he went to the God and asked him, you know, and inquired of him what he should do. You know what God answered was? Put him to death. They stoned him to death. What are my children that were disobedient to their parents? You know, they were supposed to be put to death also. How many people in here would like to kill their children? None of you. But that's what the law said. But Christ got the Pharisees on that in Mark the 7th chapter. Moses commanded them, you know, that the children should be put to death. And the Pharisees just said, well, you know, you can pay the money or something like that, and then you don't have to die. But the command was to put them to death, and they did not do it. And you see, we are not under that scripture. When we worship today, now, another thing I want to add, you know, if we didn't have the book of Acts, you wouldn't even know how to establish the church of Christ. You wouldn't know how to, because all the epistles were written to churches after they had been established. So how would you know how to establish a church? In that book, we got 9 examples of a conversion. You know, the first one on the day of Pentecost. The second one, when Philip went down into, in the 8th chapter, we went down into Samaria. And in that same chapter, after leaving there, you know, he came into the Ethiopian eunuch. And then after that, we have Paul in the 9th chapter, the conversion of hell, Saul, on the way to Damascus. And in the 10th chapter, we had the conversion of the Gentile. In the 11th chapter, he repeats, you know, what had taken place. When you go to Acts, the 16th chapter, you have Paul on the second missionary journey. He came to the city of but anyway, it's a conversion there when he came to the city of there, and then the first one you had Lydia and her house, and then you had the Philippian jailer. That's the Philippi, you know, right when he came there. That's when the church there was said at Philippi. Philippian jailer. And then after that, in the 17th chapter, you had the Thessalonians. He converted them. And then after that, you come to Galatians. The 18th chapter, you see where they was converted. And then in the 19th chapter, you see where the church at Ephesus was established. But conversion was still taking place. But what I'm saying, you got about 9 of them. And all of them that mentioned baptism is mentioned in every one of them, that a person has to be baptized. There's no exception. That's when you put on Jesus Christ. And that's why, and oftentimes today you see people that reject that. You know, that's not necessary, what's necessary for them. But you have to read them all and put them together. The 2 of them, you know, it mentioned water. The Philippians jailer, you know, when he came there on the road, he used to see, here's water. What doth hinder me from being baptized? You see, the water was mentioned. And so, you see, that's why we have to know it. Now, if it were for them, then it were for everyone else. God didn't mean that. Now, I'm going to say, you need to be baptized. And then the other person don't have to be. God is not like that. Everybody has to be, both male and female have to be baptized. Sometimes you don't mention water there, but you go to Galatians. There neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, neither male nor female. Ye are all one in Christ Jesus. You know, they were baptized into Christ. So we need to, you know, study. And something else I want to need, you know, whenever you become a Christian, you become a babe in Christ. And after you become a babe in Christ, you come up to and walk in a newness life, you're supposed to attend Bible classes. Sometimes we have people to get baptized and they will not even come to attend any class. I know everyone in here. Have you went to a secular school and got a secular education? Did you know you had to go to school to get that, didn't you? Started out, you know, in the kindergarten and went all the way through the 12th chapter. Now, you show me someone that did not do that, and they have an education. You don't have it. You got to go to school. So then how in the world that a person think you go to heaven when you never attend any Bible class? All scripture is given for that. And that's spiritual food. So we need to make sure that we study God's word to see what he wants us to do. Because if you don't, you have to, you know, like Peter, you know, speaking, but great as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. I think that's in 2 Peter, and you'll find it in 1 Peter. And see, now when you got a little baby, you know, comes into the world, the baby, you have to get a baby milk. That's why he used that, the sincere milk of the word. Have you ever seen a baby grow up? You can't give a baby, you know, the milk. I mean, meat and all of that. You give them sincere milk of the word, and as they digest that, their dietary diet, and they keep growing, and eventually they're going to grow up and become full-grown physically, and that's the same way spiritually. You'll become full-grown. And so if you never attend God's word, someone asks you, say, now, what does a person have to be to say if you ain't studying God's word? How do you know what to tell them? So tonight, I'll just end it there. Just keep that in mind. We got to study that word in order for to see what God wants us to do. How do you know what's a sin if you don't study God's word and what's right and what's wrong? And the only way we can do it because we look in the scripture, because that's what Paul said. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it is profitable doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. Found in 2nd, I believe, in the book of Timothy 3:15. And so tonight, let's keep that in mind. If anyone here tonight want to know what to do to be saved, we got the scriptures can tell you what to do. You have to hear. We got a scripture for that. You have to believe. Romans 10 says, so then faith coming by hearing by the word of God, you have to believe. And on the day of Pentecost, when Peter, you man over Israel, when you read that, you hear these words, that's where you get your faith at. And he was preaching the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And whenever he got to the verse 36 and 36, he says, talking about Jesus Christ, this man, this therefore, let all know that God, he talked about he had made him both Lord and Christ. I'm not getting it just right, but if you read it, you need to read it and you'll see. And then after that, see Lord, that's the Savior. I mean the Lord sitting in the heaven and Christ, that's Messiah. And when they heard this, it's in verse 37, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, verse 37, said unto the Peter and rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you and your children, that's the offspring, them that fall, that's the Gentiles, even as many as the Lord our God shall fall. Verse 40 says, with many other words did he exalt and testify, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then verse 41 said, then they that gladly received it were baptized, and that was added unto them that same day about 3,000 souls. That's when the church was established. So that's what you have to do today. So if you need to, you know, repent of your sin, being a Christian, First John, you need to go there and read that, and then your sin could be forgiven. You don't have to be rebaptized, but your sin could be forgiven. You just confess, I've done wrong. We have people coming here all the time that are saying that. So whatever you need, you know, tonight, why don't you respond as together we stand and sing.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are not. sin and strife. He is a true one, he is a just one, he has the word of life. I will hasten to him, hasten so bright and free. Thank you.